Hey, good morning, my friends. And I want to continue to welcome every day. New people seem to be signing up. And I want to thank all of the sponsors and really, really appreciate the sponsorship. Please PM me, private message me if you'd like to sponsor a day a week or the entire series. It really means a lot. All of the proceeds go towards supporting MGE's incredible outreach work, educational work, and support for Israel. We are continuing on day 10. What are your priorities? And we know this, and I said this in the chapter, that life boils down to priorities. We all have limits on our time and our energies, and therefore we have to decide how are we going to allocate our precious resource. The most precious resource, of course, is time. What are we going to stay up late at night for? What are we willing to wait online for? And this is the month in Elul that we determine where our priorities lie and what causes we're going to dedicate ourselves to. And the Torah that I shared in this chapter has to do with the prohibition of allowing the Ammonites or Moabites to enter the congregation of Israel. There's a blanket prohibition on allowing Ammonites and Moabites to convert to Judaism. We're never allowed to accept anyone from those two tribes. Why? And the Torah gives us two reasons. Number one, because they didn't greet you with bread and water on the way when you came out of Egypt. After hundreds of years of slavery, the Jewish people were passing through their territories, and the Ammonites and Moabites would not greet these recently emancipated Jews, Jewish slaves, with bread or water. So that's reason number one. The Torah gives a second reason. Why? Because they were the ones that hired Bilaam, the non-Jewish prophet Bilaam, to curse you. He, according to the Jewish sages, had these prophetic powers that rivaled even Moses. And when the Moabites wanted to curse the Jews, they hired Bilaam for the task. And if it wasn't for God's intervention, the Jewish people would have been annihilated according to his curses. And for these two reasons, the Jewish people are not permitted to ever accept nor marry anyone descended from these two nations. Now, it's strange because, you know, the first reason doesn't seem to justify the strict treatment. Okay, it's not a great thing for a nation not to come out and greet a recently emancipated people with bread and water, but like, really, it's okay, so you don't invite them to your kids' smachot, to the bar mitzvahs, to the weddings, but like, is that a reason where you're not allowed to let them in? The second reason, they hired Bilaam, the prophet, to curse the Jewish people, and it almost seems like completely out of whack with each other. One infraction is so much worse than the other. You know, it's like saying somebody should go to jail for running a red light and also for committing murder. I'm like, how do you jive these two things together? So the Dubna Magid, I quoted him in the chapter, the great Hasidic master, he says it's really only one reason. Yeah, the Torah gives two reasons, but it's filling in something powerful. When the Torah tells us of the first reason, that Ammon and Moab did not come with food and drink when the Jews left Egypt, so maybe give them the benefit of the doubt. Maybe they didn't have the finances, the resources to feed an entire nation. But then when the Torah comes along with the second reason, because they hired Bilaam to curse the Jews, now we know they had the resources, right? We know how much money they were prepared to pay Bilaam to curse the Jewish people. For that, they had money. They wanted the Jewish people gone, and that, whatever price, they gave him a blank check to sign. They were prepared to spend their precious resources. And the message is very, very clear. We all seem to have the money and the time for the things that we want. The question is, what is it? Where are our priorities? And that's what the month of Elul is for, to clarify our priorities. In the new book, I mentioned this in a couple of different contexts. Number one, in my chapter on God, I speak about the most common moral questions are not whether to steal or to give charity. We all know that stealing is wrong and giving charity is a good thing. Question is more likely to confront is whether it's moral to support a struggling family if the only way to do so is by fudging on your taxes. You can't be in two places at once. So we need a moral system to prioritize our values. A lot of people say, what do I need Judaism? Why do I need Torah? I know what's right and wrong. Our society tells us what's right and wrong. My professor in college or my parents, and they're all great and they're all well-intentioned. But how do you know what to do when there's a conflict situation? What's your priority? Is your priority now to go to your friend's wedding? Or this, God forbid, somebody passed away and I need to attend the funeral. That's what our priorities are about. And that's one thing I mentioned in the book, why we need a moral and ethical system in Judaism. And the second thing I mentioned also is a great quote from the Hasidic master Rav Meir Simcha of Dvinsk. He said, without belief in a higher will, human morality is bound to fail whenever it confronts self-interest. It's great to say, I have certain values. But if those values do not stay constant when they press up against our own self-interest, then can we really say that they're values? A value means we hold on to it. Now, there might be certain exceptions. There's certain values, of course. We keep the Torah, but there are certain times when it's okay to violate, it's a mitzvah to violate the Torah to serve, preserve human life and so on and so forth. So when we talk about values, are they really hard-held values that can withstand the test of time? And this is the time to think about our allegiance, our fealty to Torah, to Judaism, and to say to myself, how am I spending my time? How am I spending my most precious resource in my life, which is my time? And how am I spending whatever little, you know, money I have left? How am I spending my vacation time and all that? That's really, really important. Life boils down to priorities. What are your priorities?